from KQED.
In this state that helped put Barack Obama in the White House, many political progressives are struggling to accept the proposed troop surge in Afghanistan. Apparently, there's not a huge groundswell of opposition taking to the streets in California. Demonstrations this week have been lightly attended, like the one organized by the group Answer in San Francisco Wednesday night that drew about 200 people.
We need to make some noise. No escalation. U.S. troops out. No escalation.
But in living rooms and kitchens across the state, there's a lot of protest and gnashing of teeth. Judy Lang of Los Angeles, an impassioned volunteer for the Obama campaign, held a viewing party at her house Tuesday night with some of her fellow former foot soldiers, those, she says, who could bear to watch the candidate they once idolized sound, to their ears, too much like the president he replaced.
Horror. Not really horror, but tremendous disappointment.
This speech is just the latest in a series of disappointments for Lang, who launched a self-described contrarian blog soon after Obama took office.
To use this whole, 9/11 trope a la Bush was just really almost too much. I mean, I was hoping at least for some kind of intellectual, unheard of, great reason for him to galvanize us in some way.
Another viewing party in Long Beach drew together the local chapter of the anti-war group Military Family Speak Out. Like Judy Lang, Pat Alviso wanted to hear a stronger set of arguments to change her mind about Afghanistan. She has a son who's a career Marine, and the promised pullout in 2011 has her morbidly calculating the American death toll between now and then.
That's three more years. If numbers are like continue like they are now, that's 3,000 of our loved ones that are going to have to die in this war.
Since 2001, California has lost 570 soldiers to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, according to the Los Angeles Times, which keeps an online tally. The vast majority of California's war dead lost their lives in Iraq. Candidate Obama made a point of distinguishing between the two wars and arguing for greater focus on Afghanistan. So for Eric Kasher of Berkeley, the president is fulfilling a promise and demonstrating consistency.
I can't say that I wholeheartedly support the strategy, but I trust his judgment and I trust him with the responsibility. I think he's privy to information that we're not.
Kasher stands ready to disagree with most progressives he knows, including his wife. He was the Northern California coordinator for Young Lawyers for Obama and was extensively involved in the campaign. He has friends in the administration now.
I think the president is doing what he feels is right and best for the country. He's getting heat on both sides of the aisle for this decision, so maybe it wasn't the best political decision for him, but in the long term, this will prove to be the right decision on this issue.
Kavita Ramdas attended the state dinner at the White House last week, but it might be stretching it to say the head of the Global Fund for Women in San Francisco is a White House insider. Her group funds women's human rights organizations in 170 countries, including Afghanistan.
The most encouraging thing to me about that speech was that it was completely honest about what the real objectives are. Increase the security of the American people. That's a lot more honest than saying you're trying to, protect Afghan women or increase the security of the Afghan people, because their security is not going to be enhanced by this. Their security is going to be more threatened.
Ramdas wouldn't have the U.S. pull out the troops now in Afghanistan, but if she could pick up the phone and talk to President Obama directly, she'd urge him to think about how American soft power can address the regional instability that feeds the chaos in Afghanistan and Pakistan. As for progressives who warn ominously that Obama is setting himself up for a one-term presidency, Ramdas tells them to stop expecting him to be a political savior.
Don't get, too disheartened. Not certainly 12 months, barely 12 months into a presidency. I mean, there's a long way to go. Raise the issues that you feel are not being addressed. That's what a democracy is. You don't just vote and then give up and sit on your hands and kind of cry. You engage.
Already, progressives unhappy with the proposed surge say they're setting their sights on California's congressional representatives, planning to make sure they get an earful about the president's proposal.